Hegseth invokes Christian faith to justify U.S. military campaigns. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has cast current U.S. military operations as divinely sanctioned missions, framing them as part of a broader Christian struggle rather than purely political or strategic efforts. Speaking from the Pentagon, he has called for explicit prayers to Jesus Christ for victory and troop protection, even as U.S. and Israeli forces carry out extensive bombings in Iran. Hegseth portrays American military might as guided by God's providence, emphasizing that superior capabilities, willpower, and divine favor ensure success. While he avoids portraying Islam itself as the enemy and praises Gulf Arab allies, Hegseth's rhetoric closely aligns with the conservative Christian movement central to President Trump's political base. Trump has publicly invoked a sense of divine mission, and Secretary of State Marco Rubio has linked Western alliances to shared Christian heritage. Hegseth frequently reinforces these themes, describing the United States as a nation founded on Christian principles, and organizing prayer services in the Pentagon that feature overtly Christian language. He has blurred the line between spiritual and literal warfare, sharing videos that mix the Lord's Prayer with imagery of missiles, warships, and paratroopers. He frames counter-cartel operations and anti-Iran campaigns as part of a defense of Christian nations against forces he calls godless narco-communism and tyranny. His approach recalls the medieval crusades, a reference he embraces both in his speeches and in his book American Crusade, where he argues that those bloody conflicts were ultimately necessary to preserve Western civilization. Hegseth's stance has drawn criticism from military chaplains and Christian leaders who warn that such explicitly sectarian framing excludes non-Christian troops and misrepresents moral teachings. Cardinal Robert McElroy and Pope Leo XIV have condemned the war in Iran as immoral, calling for a ceasefire and warning that violence cannot achieve peace or justice. Nonetheless, Hegseth continues to present the U.S. military mission as a righteous battle under God, echoing a vision of faith and war that fuses spiritual conviction with overwhelming force.